I always feel if you're dealing with objects and what I call precise cataloguing, you're on relatively safe ground. It clearly is a bust of Napoleon. We don't know particularly how it was used. I suppose it was on someone's mantelpiece. You're spreading further out, and it must have been bought by someone who was a supporter of Napoleon. Others are known, so it's not entirely unique, but it is quite rare. And I would like people to work outside from this. You start with the object, you find who made it, how many other examples are. You might start looking at the Staffordshire pottery industry. You might start looking at marketing. You might start looking at exports abroad. It's conceivable it's made in Staffordshire for export to France. That's one possibility. And in that case, you go beyond what we normally do in museums. You might start looking at trade and export records. It is at this period that Staffordshire becomes the producer of pottery and later porcelain to almost the whole of Europe. So it might be an aspect of that. That's something we don't know, but that's the way I might encourage research into this object.